Like other municipalities, Hillsborough County and the City of Tampa will receive a share of the federal stimulus funding set aside for energy conservation and green jobs. A new group is working to make sure that a portion of the stimulus money reaches those who need it the most. Green Jobs for the People is a newly formed coalition of community organizers that met Thursday afternoon in Ybor City. They want to ensure that Hillsborough and Tampa target at least 20% of stimulus funding for green jobs toward low-income and at-risk populations. Joe Narodisky is executive director and co-founder of FUSE, or Faiths United for Sustainable Energy. FUSE is an interfaith nonprofit group that advocates for renewable energy policies and energy conservation, like weatherizing homes.
A big first step in fighting global warming and cutting our energy use is to weatherize and retrofit every square foot in this country. So that means new insulation, new doors, new windows, energy efficient appliances. So that's a ton of work. We've got a ton of people who need work. So the idea is let's connect the people who most need work with the work that most needs to be done. So that first step would be to really deploy lots of people to start really improving our housing stock, our buildings, that sort of thing.
On Thursday, Vice President Joe Biden and Energy Secretary Stephen Chu announced details of nearly $8 billion in state and local weatherization and energy efficiency efforts as part of the federal economic stimulus package. They claim the program will put 87,000 Americans to work and save families hundreds of dollars per year on their energy bills. Narodisky says that part of the stimulus funding must go to the people who need it the most.
Within some of that money, there are specific dollars that are set aside to train people who have traditional barriers to employment, people who have been incarcerated, people who have substance abuse issues, people who come from low-income communities, to really work with those folks to train them in some of these new skills, construction, retrofitting, ultimately putting on solar panels on homes and building wind turbines, to really create the training and then help place them in career track, family-sustaining jobs that will not just bring them new skills, but ultimately lift their own wealth and change some of those existing conditions.
Narodisky was a fellow of the Green for All Academy that trains people on how to build a green economy that will address both poverty and climate change. This week, Green for All's founder, Van Jones, was appointed by President Obama to be the Special Advisor for Green Jobs, Enterprise, and Innovation for the White House Council on Environmental Quality. The best way to influence how effectively stimulus funds can help lift people out of poverty and protect the environment, Narodisky suggests, is for people to organize on a local level, like Thursday's Green Jobs for the People gathering.
We need to start to create these partnerships and these collaborations so that we can create these programs that start to train people, that start to put people to work. And without this broad coalition of workforce training, labor, government, academia, environmentalists, we really won't be able to put together the kind of program that will be successful enough to really meet the challenges. So today is all about what are some of the funding opportunities out there, and then what can we do as a local community working together to not just address climate change, but address poverty as well.
Nick Algy is with the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy and is Florida director of One Sky. Algy says there's no precedent for this amount of funding to be directed toward projects like weatherization, which makes it important to learn from experienced groups.
And right now there's a really creative partnership being formed between the City of St. Petersburg, Progress Energy, and the Urban League. The Urban League is essentially the county stakeholder in Pinellas who receives the weatherization funds.
Reverend Warren Clark, Associate Director of FUSE, says the main goal of Green Jobs for the People is to have economic justice with green jobs creation in the Tampa Bay area.
So that as we grow a green economy, that we make sure that there is space within it for people who have been left out in the old fossil fuel economy. And so that's to develop ways of advocating for that and to become very effective in doing that kind of advocacy.
Clark says that Green Jobs for People will offer suggestions to local government groups, including the Hillsborough County Economic Stimulus Task Force that meets on Friday. One person who will help make the case is former Hillsborough Democratic Executive Committee Chair Janae Murphy, who owns the community strategy group that works with East Tampa nonprofits.
We all want to see some stimulation of the economy of Hillsborough County. And one of the ways that we can improve on that is through green jobs. A lot of organizations on the ground right now, Center of Women, THAP, CDC, COACH, and East Tampa Pacific Association have already been doing this. They've been doing retrofitting. They've been doing what is called the Weatherization Assistant Program. That's going to be overwhelming for all of these organizations because before they really didn't have a lot of funding. Now there's a lot of funding that's going to be coming down the pipe. What we can do right now is give this economy here in Hillsborough a shot in the arm. We can create jobs.
Fuse's Warren Clark paraphrased Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. to point out a silver lining in the foreboding clouds of climate disruption and the economic downturn.
It is a very slow process, but that over time, the arc of our living together bends towards justice. I think we're in the moment of watching the arc bend towards that, and it is absolutely an exciting time, and it is hopeful. And I think that in this economic crisis and in the climate crisis that we're facing, it's both, that there is real danger with it and there is real opportunity.
Green Jobs for People plan to speak during the public comment segment of the Tampa City Council meeting on April 9th to ask that 20% of stimulus funding for green jobs training go toward marginalized populations. You can learn more about Fuse at fusenow.org. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.